Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Successful Woman Radio, brought to you by WomenAboutBiz.com, empowering you with the tools and resources to start and grow your very own business. Well, hello, successful women. This is Trina Newby, your host and business success coach, broadcasting to you live this Monday, February 29, 2016. And as always, bringing you so much inspiration, motivation, and ways to make your business, your dreams, and your ideas a huge success. Well, here we are on this leap day, February the 29th. What are you going to do with your leap day? Because this day only comes around every 4 years, and it's a special day. And what I want to encourage you to do is to make a commitment to yourself on this leap day that you are going to step up and step out of your box of comfort, and that you are going to dare to pursue your dreams, your goals, what it is that you want to do to make things happen in your life. So in 4 more years, you should be able to look back on 2016 and say to yourself, I made a commitment to myself on leap year in 2016 of what it was that I wanted to accomplish, and I promised myself that I would no longer allow people, places, or things to hold me back, that I would no longer make an excuse and use anything as an obstacle to prevent me from pursuing my destiny. Amen? Absolutely. Because you see, there is one thing that I have learned, and that is that we were pre-installed with the ability to be successful in life. Success, of course, is what you define it to be. But one thing we know for sure is that success is supposed to enhance your life. It's not supposed to take away from your life. And so, again, ladies, I want to encourage you, as we are here on this leap day hour, that we need to realize that this is a special opportunity for you to leap yourself into success and to declare that in 2020 leap year, I will be in a whole different place, because I will have 4 years. 4 years to create incredible possibilities, 4 years to pursue incredible dreams, 4 years to become the woman that I need to be, not for anybody else, but for me. So I want to challenge you today that as you are here on this leap day, February 29th, that you schedule out, carve out 1 hour, because you won't get this hour again for another 4 years. You carve out 1 hour of time to sit yourself down, right? Sit your behind down and work on what it is that you are willing to make a commitment to in order to start seeing positive results in your life. If there are habits that you need to eliminate in order to move forward, then let's work on eliminating those habits that are preventing you from achieving your goal, your purpose. If it is excuses that you have been making all along, and you have been allowing yourself decade after decade or year after year to make the same excuses and you're not moving forward, then I want to encourage you to make a commitment to stop embracing those excuses. You see, about maybe, 3 or 4 months ago, one of our book of the month were Wayne Dyer's Excuses Be Gone, and then we also cover Brian Tracy's book, Excuses, as well. Two powerful books that will literally change your life if you allow yourself to absorb the wisdom that lies within them. So again, ladies, this is leap year. Let us all join and embrace together and leap into our success this year. I want to welcome everybody again to Successful Woman Radio. We've got a packed show full of information that is going to help you to make some serious changes. Guess when? Today. Absolutely. So I trust that you all had a joyful and productive weekend and that you spent some time on Sunday evening going over your weekly goals and prioritizing what's important to you. Don't forget, marketing, servicing your clients, making connection calls, and follow-up items should be on the top of your list. Now, why might you ask? Well, it's where the money is, ladies. And although there are many important administrative tasks that have to be handled, as the CEO, as the owner of your business, as the creator of your business, it's your responsibility to make sure that you prioritize and stay focused with the end goal. If you do that, you're going to start seeing results and you're going to automatically self-correct anything that you might be doing that is holding your business back from growing. Well, for those of you that are new to the show, and as a reminder to our regular listeners, our theme this year on Successful Woman Radio is Taking Control in 2016. It's all about accepting full responsibility for your own success. It's about being a woman about who is ready to take charge, take action, and take control of her businesses and finances, right? So, ladies, I've narrowed it down to five important areas that I'll be covering all this year. And those five areas are daily workflow and operations, prospecting, marketing and sales, customer communications, and strategic planning. Now, up under daily workflow and operations, I had to actually go back and break that down into five areas. So it's five main core areas that I'll be covering all year. And then back up in daily workflow and operations, that's going to actually cover leadership, finances and cash flow, time management, goal setting, and implementation. So I want to bring this up for you this year about our theme because it's so important for you to understand that there is one resource that is going to really interject some powerful tools and resources into your life, and that's Successful Woman Radio. You need to make sure that you have marked Successful Woman Radio in your calendar. You need to plug the phone number in your phone so that you are able to tap into the power, the energy that I am throwing out there, that I'm giving out to you. So all of our monthly themes, our educational programs, and our events for both Successful Woman Radio and Women About Biz will evolve around those five areas, again, which are daily workflow and operations, prospecting, marketing and sales, customer communications, and strategic planning. So hold on to your seats, ladies, for today, because I'm going to be empowering you with success fuel that will jet set you into the next level this year of 2000. Well, I want to give a big shout out to real estate maven Sonia Booker, who gave an excellent presentation during our Atlanta Women's Real Estate and Wealth Seminar this past Saturday. A big thank you to all of you who attended. We had such a wonderful turnout. One big statistic that I want to just share with you, and as I was writing the script for today and preparing for the show, this really stuck in my mind ever since I heard it all weekend long. One big statistic that Sonia pointed out that almost took my breath away is that the average net worth of an African-American woman is only $5. Yeah, you heard me correctly. I said $5. And as I was thinking about that alarming statistic this morning, I also thought about how African-American women are also at the top of the chain for heart attacks as well. And I thought about the fact that if you are a woman of color, you need to pay attention to the various statistics that are impacting your life, because $5 net worth means that if you retire, and that statistic is putting that label on you and you're retiring, it means that there's some pretty serious issues that are going to occur with you as you begin to retire. You won't have the funds to take care of yourself. So one reason why the Atlanta Women's Real Estate and Wealth Seminar was even put on is because Sonya and I got to talking and we realized that we had the power to really help a lot of women. My husband and I have been real estate investing for more than 20 years. Sonya has just overwhelmingly did phenomenal things in the real estate world. And so together, it is our goal to empower women with additional revenue streams utilizing real estate where women can learn how to change their cash flow in as little as 90 days. So again, I really want to make sure that you, if you are African American, I want you to listen at this statistic. And, you know, you can go online and just Google in, you know, and put five, you know, African American women net worth $5. And there's a lot of information on that. And again, I was astonished at that simply because I am African American. And I said to myself, I'm going to go back and check out my net worth because definitely I don't think that most African American realize this alarming statistic that, you know, again, most African American women have a net worth of only $5. And then as I thought about that again, as I said, I thought about the fact that African American women are also on the top of the chain for heart attacks as well. And so there are some things that we need to do as African American women to make sure that we are taking better care of ourselves, that we are becoming more financially savvy, and that we are making a plan to be more successful in life, not only with the money, but also with our physical well-being. And so, again, I wanted to bring that up. And for those of you who know an African-American woman, share that statistic with her. Ask her and tell her you're letting her know because you heard it on Successful Woman Radio and Trina Newby wanted African-American women to know this alarming statistic and we have to do something about it. But Sonya also gave some wonderful tips on how not to be a part of that statistic and how real estate investing could indeed improve your cash flow. So, again, you know, we had just a wonderful weekend. I've been getting emails and even voicemails of women saying how valuable the Atlanta Women's Real Estate and Wealth Seminar was for them. So I'm sure that Sonya and I will be doing a stream of educational events to help all women, not just African American, but all women move forward in their lives and embrace the power of financial success. Well, ladies, I've got a hot topic for you today. And, you know, I'm so excited about this topic. You know, our theme all this month has been, you know, all about clarity. It's been all about how to get all that fuzziness out of your mind. And so in keeping aligned with our theme, Decluttering Your Mindset for Success for the month of February, our hot topic for today is the power of clarity. I'm going to give you later on in the show 7 ways to gain better clarity. So make sure you have a pen and notepad handy because I'm going to be sharing words of wisdom that you'll be able to put to use right away. Also included in our lineup for today is 5 questions to help you take control in 2016. I'm also going to be reading an excerpt, again, from our February book of the month, Breaking the Spirit of Average, and I'm going to be talking about relationships and respect, and I'm also going to be reading on professional success. And again, the author is Joseph B. Washington, and if you haven't added this book to your success library, now, as a side note, you do have a success library, right? Absolutely, because reading one book a month written by professionals and experts will add probably about 120 years of wisdom in your life within a 12-month period. So you can imagine what happens with people who are reading 2, 3, 4 books a month, 1 book a week. You can imagine how those individuals are impacting their lives. I don't know a successful person today that hasn't attributed some of their knowledge, some of their wisdom to the power of other people's wisdom in the books that they've read. So again, the book is Breaking the Spirit of Average by Joseph B. Washington. Visit Amazon.com and get you a copy and add that to your success library. Also, upcoming events at Women About Biz, of course. And again, I want to thank everybody that attended the Running Your Business Solo teleclass on the 24th of last week. We had an awesome time. And again, I received a lot of women asking if there were going to be a recording available for this particular topic. And indeed it is. And I will announce it on next Monday. We should have it up and ready for you to hear. And I want to thank all of you who sent me kudos and emails and text messages, saying how much you got out of the Running Your Business Solo teleclass. I want to also remind everyone, if you have not joined Women About Biz, even as just a free member, make sure that you do. Go to womenaboutbiz.com and sign up today for our free bronze membership and become a part of our family of business women. We've got a lot planned for the month of March as we celebrate Women's History Month. Of course, Women About Biz has been joining in with the Women's History Organization, a national organization that celebrates the work of women throughout the years. And we, again, are going to be celebrating it during the month of March, starting with next Monday. And we are going to be highlighting or featuring two women from the National Women's History Organization that have been chosen to be honored. And each week we will do that. And then also, I am going to be celebrating Women About Biz members who have done phenomenal year, and they need to be recognized. We need to know that there are not just women of old, women in the past that have been doing incredible things, but there are women, everyday women right now, that are adding value to the lives of people. We've got my sister friend Alicia Cole out of Los Angeles, who is doing incredible things since she suffered the man-eating flesh disease, that necrotizing fasciitis, and she got on the bandwagon and ever since has been advocating for healthcare, advocating for infectious diseases in hospitals to minimize them, and she is now sitting on the presidential panel, health panel, and I am just so excited to hear all of the wonderful things that she is doing. She just recently received a huge humanitarian award up in California, and so she's going to be one of the people that we are honoring on the radio show. And we have so many other Women About Biz members that I want you to hear about. I want you to know about the women, the everyday women who made a decision to step outside of the box and to do things with their lives. So you are going to really enjoy the month of March as we celebrate the history of women and how they are impacting our lives. And I'm so very, very excited to share that with you. So again, ladies, make sure you mark your calendars for every Monday at 12 noon Eastern time, all during the month of March as well. This is such a good time to share the show as I begin to pour into your success and provide some great information that is going to change your life. Go ahead and flash over on another line and let other women, at least one woman, know that you need to tune in to Successful Woman Radio. It's live on the air. If you have a pen in hand, here's the phone number, 347-637-2589. Again, 347-637-2589. You can just reach on your cell phone and text a couple of people and say, hey, dial into this. It's awesome. Getting ready to talk about the power of clarity. If you are listening from your smart devices, hello, ladies out there. Thank you so much for your text, your chat. I really, really appreciate you. Go ahead and flash over to your favorite social network and just simply type a woman radio now and put the phone number there, 347-637-2589. Now, for those of you that would just prefer to add a link on your social network, here it is, blogtalkradio.com/Successful Woman Radio, spelled all the way out. Again, blogtalkradio.com/Successful Woman Radio. And you can click on that link, and it will take you directly to the show page for today. And if they click on the play button, they'll be pulled in right into the show. So we've had a wonderful year thus far at Successful Woman Radio, keeping in with our theme, Taking Control in 2016. And, of course, as you know, I want to move right into five take control questions that you can ask yourself any time that you need to. And so get that pen in hand, ladies. Go ahead, because we want today's show. This is leap year, and as I said before, this one day we will never see again for 4 years. So I want to make this day special in your life. So we're going to start with five take control questions that you should be asking yourself any time that you need to gain more clarity to start taking control. Number one, am I clear on my business goals this week? Oh, yes. Remember in the beginning of today's show, I asked you, did you sit down on Sunday evening and look at what your goals needed to be for the week, and did you align your to-do list and all of the things that you had? Well, that's what this is about. Being clear on your goals every single week is what's going to help you to accomplish them. Number two, have I identified the necessary tasks to accomplish my goals? You see, goals support your vision, and tasks, well, they are the sparks that flame your goals. And then here's number three, am I being the leader of my business? Again, am I being the leader of my business? Now, this is a packed question right there when you ask yourself that, because so many times, as businesswomen, we can slip into being the passenger in the car of our success instead of being the driver, right? And it's so easy to be the passenger and to just put our trust in people, places, and things and let other things drive our success while we're just kind of looking at everything as we pass by. But as the owner of our business, as the leader, we cannot do that. So you must ask yourself this tough question, am I being the leader of my business? And you must be truthful with yourself. You must become authentic and transparent with this particular question. And if you say, no, I am not being the leader, then what you need to do is not just say no and then move forward. You need to jot down what can you do to be a better leader, a better owner for your business. Here's question number four. Am I following through on leads, opportunities, calls, and emails? Now, that's a power pack question, right? Yeah, you got it. You know, so many times there are opportunities that pass us by every day simply because we only think about the opportunity or we think about taking advantage of it instead of just quickly assessing whether it's something that will enhance our lives and if it is, grabbing onto it and taking advantage of it. And what about all of those leads? Are we following up on those leads? Are we letting people know who we are and what we do and how we can benefit them? And what about calls? I've shared often on the show that I make 3 to 5 phone calls to people that I don't know, normally about 3 to 5 days a week. And if you do that every day for 5 days, you will really expand your contact somewhere around the 700 to 1200 connection number. You will have that many people that you would have been able to add to your connection list. And again, these are simple things that you can do to take control, but sometimes the most simple are the most complex, right? Yeah, you got it. So, ladies, again, make sure that you follow up and follow through on leads, opportunities, calls, and emails, and ask yourself if you are frequently. Number five, last but not least, am I allowing the numbers to tell me the truth? Ooh, that's a big one, right? Am I allowing the numbers to tell me the truth? I repeated that because I would say this is very, very important. Because until you become knowledgeable in cash flow analogy, until you understand the power of cash flow and how it can change your life, until you can understand that the numbers themselves will be able to guide you to your success if you allow yourself to interpret them correctly and improve if they're too low and keep doing the same and adding more if they are high, you want them to keep going high. So, again, the numbers are very important. Numbers will never lie to you. Okay, if you're always wondering whether you should make certain decisions in your business and you find yourself being very fuzzy about making those decisions, All you need to do is just do a cash flow and let the numbers tell you the truth. They'll let you know whether you can move forward with the project or whether you need to hold still until your numbers improve. Ladies, stay focused on your goals and knowing the results you want to see. That's what it's all about on your journey of business. That's what it's all about in pursuing your dreams and your goals, okay? And so let those five questions be a support to you. Let them help you gain better clarity. And you can ask yourself those questions as often as you need to. Well, coming up, we're going to have a book excerpt from Breaking the Spirit of Average by Joseph B. Washington. I'm so excited that we have been able to feature that book. And, you know, I'm going to try and get Joseph on the show this year because I have heard him speak a couple of times, phenomenal speaker, and his book is just so chock full of information. So I'm going to see if I can get Joseph to come on the show and talk a little bit about his perspective on the book he wrote, Breaking the Spirit of Average. Also, I want to remind all of you that we will also be debuting our expert channel coming up in March as well as we celebrate Women's History Month. And we've got 9 experts that are simply going to blow your mind as far as success is concerned. WomenAboutBiz.com, which is the mother of Successful Woman Radio. We have so much going on at Women About Biz, and I don't want any of you to get left out because our goal is that each woman that is a member is also a leader and that she will be able to contribute to help other women succeed as well. And so that's what our expert channel is all about. It's about women who have expertise, usually 10-plus years, who are going to be able to help you in various areas of your business and even in your personal life. So stay tuned because, again, March is information-packed. We celebrate Women's History Month. I want to go ahead right now, and I want to pull out the book, Breaking the Spirit of Average, and read to you the area on relationships and respect. Such an excellent book. And in this particular section, the author says, as Dale Carnegie understood, everyone wants to win. Everyone. Everyone wants to win friends and influence people. We all want to be respected. Many of us, like Stan, someone that he mentioned in the book, thinks that our possession or our list of accomplishments that we present to others will bring us that respect. But he says, in reality, those things will impress a lot of people, but they won't win you their respect. Gaining respect is a long-term process that is won over time. It relates to your character, not your resume or your possessions. Obviously, as you break the spirit of average, you should expect to gain more respect and recognition from others. People who empower their belief systems command respect in the long run, especially since what they say and what they do is consistent, others find them dependable. People who need to let you know how important they are in the first 2 minutes of a conversation may seem intimidating, but they actually make themselves more vulnerable to scrutiny. When you empower your belief system, it removes the need to impress others and makes it easier for you to win respect based just on your performance alone. This concept holds true even more in close relationships. The people we share the most time with know whether or not our behavior matches our beliefs. The Bible puts it this way, he says, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. What you think about yourself shapes who you are. Think about who you want to be in your relationships. What kind of friend do you want to be? What kind of spouse? What kind of parent? Remember that what you believe is what you achieve. Do you believe you can become the kind of person in your relationship that you want to be? Line up your behavior with those beliefs, and you have just empowered your belief system. This is a lot easier than you think, he says. When facing a tough situation in a relationship, ask yourself, what would a good parent do? What would a good spouse do? What would a good friend do? You know a lot more about being who you want to be than you realize. You have gone beyond crying over past mistakes to shaping your future. And then in this section he calls professional success, the author, Joseph B. Washington, says, lastly, empowering your belief system will propel you towards professional success. Almost every company or organization needs people of integrity to make important decisions and handle important tasks. When you empower your belief system, you make yourself trustworthy. You also rise above the office politics, backstabbing, gossiping, and flattery that characterize so many people's attempts to climb the ladder of marketplace success. How you see yourself professionally is what you will become in the workplace. If you think of yourself as a permanent underling, then that is what you will be. If you believe you're capable of being an excellent manager, you don't have to prove it to anyone. Just carry yourself according to what you believe about yourself, and at the right time, your performance will be recognized. And as a side note, ladies, think about this. If you believe you are capable of being an excellent business owner, a businesswoman that knows how to run her business, you don't have anybody to prove that to but to yourself. You are to just carry yourself accordingly, ladies, to what you believe about yourself, and at the right time, your performance will be recognized. And again, I mentioned on Saturday as I led a presentation on Wealthy Woman, Wealthy Mind, I talked about the fact that we all believe in ourselves as women, but the fact remains that many of us don't have the level of belief necessary to take ourselves to the next level. And that is what I call unshakable faith, that level of belief so deeply rooted in yourself that it compels you to take swift and immediate action. And I think that's what the author is talking about right here when he talks about the fact that, you know, there's no need for you as you pursue your professional success to brag about what you are doing. Now, that's not the – now, remember, bragging and sharing and shouting out who you are and what you do is not the same thing, okay? But, again, he's just trying to let us know that in order to empower your belief system, right, it's important for you to carry yourself accordingly to what you believe about yourself. And often that's where we have to really evaluate ourselves, because if we're not successful as we would like to be, if we go year after year and we aren't accomplishing our dreams and our goals, then if we keep moving on doing the same thing, guess what we're going to get? Absolutely, you got it. I know some of you are saying it right now. You're going to get the same thing, which is not what you want. You want to accomplish your dreams and goals. You want things to enhance your life. Lastly, the author says, under the area of professional success, he says, remember, empowering your belief system only makes sense in the context of the other six principles he has given you. If you don't adopt a positive attitude, value your time, enlist the help of a mentor, maintain your commitment to read daily, anticipate opposition, and guard your goals, you will probably see very limited results. That's because to truly empower your belief system, you have to back up your beliefs with substantive action. You don't just tell yourself you deserve the promotion. You do the things necessary to achieve the promotion. He says, I believe that former British Prime Minister and philosopher Benjamin Disraeli put it best. Life is too short to be too little. Each of us really has the potential inside to be great at what we are supposed to do. We can each fulfill our personal destiny if we believe that life is short and very precious. After years of speaking to groups of people from children to Fortune 500 executives, he says, I have concluded that most of us have failed to empower our belief systems. The bottom line is it does not take time or money to empower your belief system. It just takes a decision and strong determination. If you are truly dedicated to correcting your thinking and living it out, you will see results that you have never dreamed possible. You will break the spirit of average and live the extraordinary life You were born to live. And ladies, there you have it. We've read to the end on the show, Breaking the Spirit of Average, 7 Keys to Turn Your Average into Awesome by author Joseph B. Washington. And again, I think it's a phenomenal book that you should add to your success library. And coming up, we're going to be talking about what's happening over at Women About Biz. I shared a few things with you in reference to Women's History Month, but I also want to make sure that you know some of the things that we've got going on event-wise. So here you go. Want to also just talk a little bit about networking events. And if you are outside of the Atlanta area, I want to encourage you that if you've been thinking about having your own networking events or pulling together ladies, you know, to connect, to exchange business cards, to share what you each do, well, we've got a great program that you would fit into wonderfully. It's called our Business Women's Night Out event. And what it does is that it allows you to create a monthly Women's Night Out where you're able to do just that, connect in a social gathering, enjoy some great food while talking and getting to know one another. And you can lead your very own Business Women's Night Out event wherever you are. And so I want to encourage you to learn more about that program and how you can get involved. You simply go to womenaboutbiz.com. That's B-I-Z as in zebra, womenaboutbiz.com. And in the top red menu bar, hold your mouse over programs and select Business Women's Night Out in the drop-down menu. And that will take you to all of the information on how you can start your very own networking event in your area and be a part of our family of business women that's empowering other women. And again, that's Business Women's Night Out, and that program information is located right up under programs in the top red menu bar at womenaboutbiz.com. Also want to just let you know, if you're here locally in the Atlanta area, that we've got some great Business Night Out events that are coming up on the 14th of March. We've got Business Women's Night Out in McDonough, Georgia, and that is going to be with our host, Liz Osborne, who runs that particular event. And then coming up also on the 15th, we've got Business Women's Night Out in Cobb, in the Cumberland Cobb area. So, again, we want you to come out and enjoy that. And then also on the 15th, Tuesday evening, if you're not able to get out, you're able to dial in to Busy Woman Virtual Networking, then you definitely need to be a part of it. I have been receiving great comments and information from people who are saying, Trina, this is such a wonderful idea. And I want to give a big shout out to our Busy Woman leader, Teresa Johnson, who heads that up. She's doing a fantastic job with that. And I want you guys, if you have not tried the Busy Women's or the Busy Woman's virtual networking, you really need to think about trying it. It is phenomenal. Not only do you get the opportunity to present who you are and what you do, but you also will receive a copy of the contact list of all of the women who have attended that particular networking session. And coming up this month for March, we have Yvette Pegues, who is going to be the speaker. Now, I don't know how many of you know her, and I do believe that Yvette is really paving the way for herself, and a lot of people are hearing her speak. But this is just such a phenomenal woman. And in keeping with the theme of March as women, as we celebrate Women's History Month, you know, Busy Woman Virtual Networking is also going to be celebrating with us, and they have chosen to celebrate with Yvette. Now, she's a TV host, a speaker, a brand ambassador, an author, a disability and purpose coach. And, you know, she is the founder and chief of what she calls the Chief Transformation Officer of Your Invisible Disability. And you will absolutely be encouraged by her. She was nominated and won Miss Wheelchair Georgia in 2014 and has advocate for those who are disabled and who are wheelchair bound. You will be taken away by her story and by all of the things that she has as far as wisdom is concerned and how she can inspire you. So, again, I want you to make sure that you register for our Busy Woman virtual networking, which is going to be coming up on Tuesday, March 15th at 8 p.m. Such an awesome platform for those women who just have not had the chance to get out and network, and you're feeling bad because you haven't been able to build your contact list. Well, here's a way for you to do it, okay? And then, of course, on March 21st here in Atlanta, we've got Business Women's Night Out Lithonia, which is ran by our National Business Women's Night Out director, Rhonda Frost. So, again, I want to invite you to check out all of the events that are happening here in the Metro Atlanta area. And then we also will be coming up with a wonderful teleclasses and information just for you. So stay tuned. March is a happy month this leap year, and we are leading you straight into success. It is 12:40 after the hour, and you are listening to no other than the Successful Woman Radio Show. I've got a couple of prizes that I want to hand out, and I will tell you what they are. I am going to be giving out two passes to the Busy Woman virtual networking event. That's two passes for the month of March, and I am also going to be giving out one free clarity session with me where I will help you brainstorm and help you gain better clarity about where you need to be for this year. So right now, I'm only going to be giving out the two passes for the Busy Woman virtual networking. And so if you are listening and you have access to your phone keypad, press star 1 now if you would like to win a pass to the Busy Woman virtual networking. Again, if you'd like to win a pass, go ahead and press star 1 now. Again, the Busy Woman virtual networking, you don't have to go anywhere, right from your home, from the comfort of your office. You will be able to experience this wonderful technique of networking and still be able to expand your connection list. I absolutely love it. Okay, I see we have some people that have pressed star 1. I'm going to go ahead and open it up for the listener with the last four of your phone number, 8349. Again, the last four of your phone number is 8349. You are live. Give us your name, where you're from. Go ahead.
Hi, this is Clarissa. Clarissa at Mission Bridges, the Sweetest Thing Events. I actually heard you in person at Fit Candy Studio in Conyers a couple of months back. I'm in Huffington.
Wonderful.
Yes. Hi. Okay.
How are you today?
I am doing fabulous. It is so wonderful to hear your voice and have opportunity to listen in. Thank you.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. And Clarissa, are you ready to, with this leap year, to leap yourself into success this year?
Absolutely, absolutely. Yesterday I just did a website launch and rebrand up in the Georgia Mountains at Montalucci Winery. So I
wonderful.
Improve and build on my business. So, yes.
I'm so excited for you. Well, stay tuned. We've got more great information coming, and you have just won yourself a complimentary pass to our Busy Woman virtual networking. And so I'll make sure I call you and get your email address, and we'll get that pass right to you, okay? Thanks for listening to the show.
Thank you.
Wonderful. Okay, we have another winner, and that is the listener with the last four of your phone number, 3310. 3310. You're live on Successful Woman Radio. Give us your name and the area you're calling from.
This is Yvonne Pulley, Marietta, Georgia. I'm at work in the closet listening to the program.
Hi, Ms. Yvonne. How are you?
I'm good. I'm always hiding somewhere trying to listen to your program because I'm supposed to be working, you know.
Okay. Well, you know what? I love you for listening to the show, and you are one of our longtime listeners. So you are definitely a winner of a complimentary pass to our Busy Woman virtual networking. Wonderful, wonderful. You're going to really love this, Yvonne, because this is what we created it for women who don't have that time to get out during the day. So thank you so much for dialing in, and you are just definitely a winner, okay?
Okay, thank you so very much.
You are welcome. Yvonne Pulley, a wonderful event planner, and I know she's right now planning to explode her event company, and I'm sure you'll be hearing more about that as we share what women are doing all around America. And we have one last person. I want to go ahead and send a pass to this individual whose last four of your phone number is 5841. 5841, you're live on the air. Give us your name and where you're calling from.
Hi, Trina. Oh, my God. My name is Marion Dillard from New York, New York. I'm at work also, working and listening.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you. How are you today, Marilyn?
I'm doing pretty good. Thank you.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, listen, I definitely am thankful to you for listening to the show, and you are a winner of the Busy Woman Virtual Networking Pass, okay?
Oh, absolutely. I'm just ecstatic just to know that I can step into another level of my business. So, yes, thank you.
Absolutely. Wonderful. Thank you so much. Again, ladies, I'm so excited. Congratulations to Clarissa, Yvonne, and Marion, who are all winners of the Busy Woman Virtual Networking Pass. And coming up a little bit later in the show, I will be handing out one clarity session with myself, which is an hour and a half. We're going to brainstorm. We're going to come up with ideas to make it happen for you financially this year in 2016. So I will be giving that out a little bit later on in the show. And I want to, again, thank all of you who are listening to the show and for sharing with others. Continue to share with others. Make sure that you let other women know about the month of March, because we've got so much going on Successful Woman Radio. I want to also, again, just talk a little bit about a couple of the channels that we've got at womenaboutbiz.com. And if you haven't been to the website, come to the website, womenaboutbiz.com, and take a look at all of the wonderful things that we have for you. I want to talk a little bit about our Savvy Networking Women and where we're headed with that and what we're trying to do. You know, I have realized that networking is something that is a skill. It's something that is acquired, okay? And while people are born naturally talkers or what have you, there is a certain skill in networking that has to be learned. And I am excited because I have learned it over the last two decades, and I'm ready to impart some of that wisdom with you. And so we created at Women About Biz, Savvy Networking Women. And so if you are ready to create your 30-second elevator pitch, if you're interested in developing your networking strategy, if you're interested in learning how is it that I was able, through word of mouth, to build a large organization with more than 30,000 women participating in that organization, then you need to really be a part of our Savvy Networking Women. And this, the way that you can just get started is make sure that you sign up at Women About Biz as a member, and then under channels in the top red menu bar, just click on Savvy Networking Women. It'll take you to the channel. And there we began to have articles and information to help you understand how to build your networking. And we're not just going to talk about going to networking events, but we're going to show you truly how to become a networking diva. And if that's something that you're interested in learning to help you improve the revenue stream in your company, then I want to encourage you to visit Savvy Networking Women. If you're a member, go ahead and log in first, and then you can read some of the wonderful articles and different things that we have going on. But we're starting a movement, and our movement is that we truly want more than 100,000 women. And I have campaigned more than once, but I am determined that as women we can make this happen. We want more than 100,000 women in our network so that we all have the opportunity to connect and share and unify and practice the power of women. And so through Savvy Networking Women, we're going to be learning how to do just that. Well, ladies, I'm going to go ahead and move right into our hot topic. And hopefully you've got a pen in hand to hear some of this, because I know that you are definitely going to love what we are talking about at Successful Woman Radio. As we celebrate and talk about gaining more clarity, you know, the one thing that we really need to understand is the power of clarity and how it can actually help us. what can it do to really propel our success and make things happen? And so I wanted to share with you 7 ways to gain better clarity. You see, knowing exactly what you want to experience in your business is key in setting your goals and accomplishing them. And I know for a fact when you're cloudy and indecisive about how to manage your business or determining what's priority, it can take a toll on you mentally and add unneeded stress. So I'm going to share with you right now 7 ways to gain better clarity and how to do a clarity check every day to ensure that you keep your mindset clutter-free, okay? Several years ago, I can remember making long to-do lists and feeling like, you know, I had really accomplished my goals because I had identified important tasks that needed to be done. And it made me feel like I was on top of things. Mm-hmm. Have any of you did that before? You made this long to-do list because you were just so tired, you had so many things running in your head? Well, I would get to the end of each week after I made that long list and realize that nothing on the list was actually accomplished. And ladies, let me tell you, it was a big letdown for me. And I made a decision to track why was I so busy all of the darn time, but I didn't see the money hit my account. I didn't have the clients to justify all of that busyness. After a few weeks of tracking myself, I discovered that I was playing business. Yeah, I was. I was playing the game of business, but really didn't even know how to play in certain areas. My days consisted of surfing the internet, taking personal phone calls, and going to networking events, but not following up on new connections and prospects. Tell you the truth, if I were an employee, I would have been fired. I wasn't keeping focused on what was priority, and perhaps it was because I had not properly written out my business vision, meaning what I wanted to experience within a given time frame. Perhaps some of you can identify with me. Perhaps some of you are shaking your head right now in agreement with me that you have actually experienced this, okay? This is why I consistently repeat the importance to you on the show of developing a business strategy and tweaking it as often as you need to, because it helps set the foundation for your business vision on which all of your goals and tasks are developed. You know, ladies, I have such a passion about helping women to gain clarity on what they want to accomplish with their business, which is why this year in 2016, I developed what's called the Clarity Session. And what the Clarity Session is really all about is that it is for women who already know that they're not achieving the success that they need to be, but they know they have the potential to, but they're feeling cloudy, and they need someone that they can feel confident with. They need someone that they can trust and someone that they know won't judge them but will help them to gain better clarity. And so as a result, I created the Clarity Session because I am that type of person. I'm considered in my tight lip. I won't tell anybody about anyone else's business, and I never judge because I know how important it is. And my clients come back to me month after month because of that as well. And so the Clarity Session is all about you experiencing clarity. It's all about you figuring out what are you really going to make a commitment to this year. How are you going to generate more revenue? And so I just wanted to bring that up because this 7 ways to gain better clarity is all about you eliminating clutter out of your life, out of your mindset, and you truly embracing clarity. So, ladies, here are 7 ways to gain better clarity. Number one, start with the end in mind. Okay, this is why your vision is so important, because through your vision, manifestation begins. When you take it out of the spiritual realm and put it on paper in the physical realm, you can begin, right? You can begin to manifest what it is that you want to experience for yourself. And all a vision is just that. It's just you saying, this is what I see in my mind, and this is what I want to experience within some given time. Here's number 2. Develop a business strategy to support your vision. You know, as you manifest your vision and write it down on paper, make it plain, what has to happen in order for you to start implementing and making the vision come to pass? Well, that's your business strategy, okay? It supports the vision, and it creates the blueprint for you to go ahead and start making it happen. Here's number three, keep your eye on the money. This is very important in seven ways to gain better clarity. Keep your eye on the money. You know, I talk about that. I've actually implemented that, as you've heard earlier, in our five questions to take control for 2016. And money is just so, you know, it, women are scared to talk about money a lot of the times. They're fearful to state what their prices are. I actually had someone to tell me this past week when I asked them what their prices were. They say, well, just tell me what you're willing to pay. And I corrected her. I said, never say that ever again, because you have a standard to uphold for your business. And if you're going to generate any type of revenue, you never say to the customer, tell me what you're going to pay. Ladies, remember, there's a difference between hustle and being a hustler. And we're not out in a market swap meet somewhere trying to negotiate prices on our services and our products. And so we should never have that mindset. But you also, in keeping your eyes on the money, you also have to make sure that you have developed a system to follow up with how you're tracking the income coming in. Again, if you let the numbers tell the truth to you, you will be able to grow. Here's number four in seven ways to gain better clarity. Know what your role should be as the CEO of your company. If you have not written a job description for yourself as the CEO of your company, now is the time to do it. Now, you did hear me say the word now, right? I didn't say write it next month or next year. Now, today, this week is the time for you to write your job description as the CEO of your company. Here's number five, eliminate activities that are not contributing to your business vision. Ooh, that's a big one, right? Absolutely. And this is where a lot of women have issues, because we are doing everything else under the sun except for being the leader we need to be in our business, right? You got it. We're not being the driver in our car of success. We're being the passenger. And when you say yes to all of these various activities that are going on out there, while they may be important and sound exciting, are they actually adding to your bottom line? Are they putting food in your refrigerator, right? Are they able to allow you to enhance your life and your business, okay? Hey, I will be the first person to say I am a huge volunteer. I volunteer all the time. I do a lot of things. People ask me to speak pro bono all of the time. But at some point, you've got to cut this off. Okay? And you have to eliminate the activities. Remember, you birthed the baby. You birthed the business, and you can't leave the business in the crib and tell it to fend for itself while you go out and take care of all of these other activities. See, that's why some of you are not even seeing results in your business, because you've got too much going on. But what you need to remember is, ladies, you birthed this business. You are the one that created this vision. And God expects you to be the leader of your business. Can I get an amen on that? Absolutely. So I want to encourage you that if you can't figure out why you don't have time to run your business, if you can't figure out why it is that you're not making the money and you've gone year after year and you're getting nothing but the same results, I can guarantee you that it has something to do with that you're helping everybody else, but you're not helping yourself and driving the car of success. You're being the passenger, okay? And it's time for you to stop doing that. It's time for you to stop. Number six is guard your time. Now, that really works hand in hand with number five on eliminating activities that are not contributing to your business, right? Guard your time. Time is the most valuable commodity in the world on this physical earth, okay? You can never recapture time. You can make more money. You can learn from mistakes. You can do better on a lot of various areas in your life. But the one thing that you can never get back, and that is time. So you need to guard your time. And if you haven't already, you need to be carving out a certain number of hours that you are working on your business every week. You need to start being consistent because consistency brings about success. Last but not least, number 7, ladies, eat and exercise for your health and energy, okay? Sometimes I have a lot of clients that say to me they don't have energy, they're not sure why, they're stressed out, broke, busted, and disgusted. And a lot of the times it's because they're overweight, they're not eating properly, they're not sleeping properly, they don't exercise. We need to be encouraging one another to eat better, to exercise for our health and energy so that we can be the top leaders that are required of us for business success. So, ladies, there you have it, 7 ways to gain better clarity. Number 1, start with the end in mind. Number 2, develop a business strategy to support your vision. Number 3, keep your eye on the money. Number 4, know what your role should be as the CEO of your company. Number 5, eliminate activities that are not, and I repeat, that are not contributing to your business vision. Number 6, guard your time. And lastly, number 7, eat and exercise for your health and energy. If you practice these 7 ways, you will start having more clarity. And speaking of clarity, at this time, I want to give away 1 clarity session to a woman who has not won a prize, and you know that you've been fuzzy about your business. You know that you've been getting the same results every year, not as much as you want. Okay, you know that you need to improve your finances. If you are that woman, I want you to press *1 on your phone keypad right now, and you will win a 1.5-hour strategy session with me, Trina Newby, your business success coach and host of this show, Successful Woman Radio. So again, go ahead right now, ladies, press *1 on your phone keypad if you would like to win a strategy session. Okay? I'm going to give you guys a few minutes to go ahead, and I'm going to select one of the numbers, and you will be the winner of this strategy session, okay? Okay, I have a winner. Let me go ahead. If the last 4 of your phone number is 3698, 3698, go ahead and give us your first name and the city that you're calling from. You're live on the air. And you are a winner of our strategy session. The last 4 of your numbers are 3698. If that's your phone number, 3698, the last 4, you are live on the air. Give us your name and the city you're calling from.
Nakisha Gale, South Florida.
Okay. Hi, Nakisha. How are you?
Hi. Thank you.
You are the winner of a 1.5-hour strategy session with me. Yay! I'm going to help you gain better clarity. We're going to talk about how we can infuse some finances in your life for this year in 2016. How about that?
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Wonderful. Well, I will be calling you today to get you scheduled after the show, okay? Congratulations.
Okay, no problem. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. And again, that was Nakisha from South Florida, and she is the winner clarity session. So again, I want to thank all of our winners for stepping up and stepping out and pressing *1 on that button. And again, you can't, you know, it's like the lottery. They say you can't win if you don't play. Well, you can't win a prize on Successful Woman Radio if you don't hit that *1, right? So I want to say kudos to Clarissa, Yvonne, and Marion, who have won a pass to the Busy Woman's networking event. And then congratulations to Nakisha, who is the winner of our clarity session. And I know she's going to enjoy that. Ladies, it's been so real today. I hope that you guys have taken good notes. And I hope that you have truly enjoyed Successful Woman Radio. Make sure that you blast out and share the show with other women that you know need to be uplifted, encouraged, motivated. If there is one place that you can come and get positive motivation and be in a positive environment every Monday at 12 noon Eastern. It is Successful Woman Radio. So as we end the show today, I want to wish you such a productive week, such a week of power. And as we look at today as Leap Day, February 29th, I want you to leap yourself into success today. I want you to carve out some time and say, this is leap year. I'll never see this type of day again for a whole nother 4 years. And when that 4 years come in 2020, I want to have accomplished immeasurably more. So it starts with me making a commitment right now to build some unshakable faith. What is it that I want to experience this year, and how am I going to make it happen? Give yourself an hour today on Leap Day to step out of your box, to develop yourself, and to start making some things happen. I wish you an abundant week this week. Take care, ladies. Bye-bye.